This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Nice and cool wherever you're listening to this show. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, oh boy, Jeff Sessions on the hot seat, or is it really that hot? Comey warmed it up. Nothing's come of that so far. Kislyak is the kiss of death when it comes to Russian ambassadors. Boy, a brush with him, even if he offered you a chocolate, and suddenly you are testifying, or is it bigger than meets the eye? Coming up, we have an awesome Forbes Books at Bedtime. I'm not even going to give you a hint. You just have to listen. But you love it, so stay locked and loaded on that one. In the meantime, the Warriors, congratulations. They beat the Cavaliers. They win the NBA championship. Kevin Durant is the MVP, 39 points. Wow! He gets plucked from Oklahoma City. Sorry to all my friends there and people listening to us because he had a good thing going there. But that's ancient history. Now he wins his first championship. The Cavaliers put up a good fight, but they just couldn't get it done. Final score, 129-120. The big question, not so much about Sessions, because Sessions testifies Tuesday, but the question is about taping the White House. Is there a tape? And a big taunt about that. Now there's kind of a conclusion that there is no tape. So what was all that about? I don't know. Is there really a tape or no tape? So Washington insiders and White House folks are like clueless. They're saying, what are you talking about, tapes? This is a mystery to us. There is not a taping mechanism. So flat out from the White House, what do we hear? It's all hot air. Unless he had a recorder in his pocket, it didn't happen. The White House press secretary declined on Monday to answer the question. The final word won't come until Trump steps up and produces evidence or explains why none exists, but it looks like none exists. The Technical Service Division of the Secret Service, they're supposed to sweep the White House for listening devices. Stray audio equipment left behind by camera crews is known to draw suspicion. So it would be very difficult for any kind of a formal recording system to be there. Unless, you know, somebody's joking around with an iPhone or a recorder or any of that, which could happen. In fact, I was just at a party where something happened at a party, and somebody said, oh my gosh, I had no idea I taped it. I had no idea. Because now, you know, we're just used to it. People have cell phones, you hit a recorder. Besides doing this fabulous show, I'm a speaker, and speakers always record on their iPhones, so it's not unusual to necessarily do that. But I don't know that there's, you know, remember Trump said there's no chance he had actually taped his conversations with Comey. Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, who's on the Judiciary Committee, it says, I don't think it exists. I don't think so. So was this much ado about nothing? That the tape thing is just total made up. There is no tape. Trump tweeted out back in May, and I might have said it before, but I'll say it again. James Comey better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press. Before he starts leaking to the press. But remember, last Friday, the day after Comey testified on the Hill, and the same day Trump again refused to say whether tapes existed, the two leaders of The Russia investigation in the House fired off a request to the White House. If there are recordings, Congress wants to see them by June 23rd. So there's your question. Are there recordings or not? It really seems to me like there aren't recordings. I mean, it could come out. There could be recordings. But it just seems like no is the answer. So all of this conversation about tapes, 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 we even had it here. What a waste of all of our breath, our collective breath on tapes. Oh, you might have missed this. Pretty sad, right? Adam West, the original Batman. How'd that song go? Batman. Did you ever watch that from the 60s? I know you at least know who he is. He embraced the character in his later years because he had that deep voice, and he really was that Batman, that cheeky kind of Batman. And they played Batman over and over and over and over again. His family said he died after a short but brave battle with leukemia. He was 88 years old. I'd say it's a life well lived. He traveled around, did comic book shows, and a very, very memorable voice. For those of you listening to us in Washington, and there's a bunch of you in Spokane and other parts, he was from Walla Walla, Washington. I always think it's interesting where actors come from. And he had a degree in literature and psychology from Whitman College. But the thing that's wild about him is he was a DJ. So he had this voice that just worked, and he became the Cape Crusader. He had that deadpan style. He was perfect. He really was perfect. And you think of who he got to hang around with. Cesar Romero. A Burgess Meredith as a Penguin. Julie Newmar. Eartha Kitt. Lee Merriweather as Catwoman. Seems like it would be fun to me. Robin, the guy who played Robin, Burt Ward, said, "This is a terribly unexpected loss of my lifelong friend. I will forever miss him. There are several fine actors who have portrayed Batman in films. In my eyes, there was only one real Batman. That is, and always will be, Adam West. He was truly, truly the bright knight." Absolutely. People adored him. Wherever he went, and he was signing autographs, there were long lines. I met him once, did a brief interview, and he was gracious and fabulous, and there were a lot of people waiting to talk to him. I mean, a lot of people. So it's interesting to hear his take on Batman. I think he didn't want to be pigeonholed originally, and then as he got older, too, and more people wanted to see that, he embraced it. So I say bravo. You might have missed this. The Trumps are now a full house. Melania and Barron have come to the White House. They moved to the White House. So after 5 months, Melania Trump is doing what other first ladies have done. She is there. She's moving into the White House. She came in on Sunday. She said she's looking forward to the memories that they'll make in the new home. She tweeted that out. She had a hashtag moving day with a photo of two candles lit overlooking the South Lawn. Here's our tribute to Adam West. Hang through.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Once again, no surprise to me, everybody that listens to America Tonight, whether you're a long-time listener or a first-time listener, boy, you certainly jump on those emails, and I thank you for that. So on that note, without further ado, let's dive right in. This one is from Ellen, who says, Kate, how about that Melania Trump moves in with her son? They talked about that once he got out of school that was going to happen. So, hey, honoring their commitments, right? I really don't feel one way or another. I think it's too bad that the taxpayers had to pay for all the protection. But when you elect a president and that's what happens, whatever their family needs are, I guess that's what we have to deal with. It seems like it would be interesting to know how much money goes into protecting the first families. You know what? It's interesting you say that protection for the first families, of course, it's really pricey for the previous occupants of the White House and for the current ones. I mean, the total's like is staggering. It's in the millions because you have to have Secret Service agents, whether it's just two or a lot more when it's the actual president, because you have to have that. So Bush, Obama, Clinton, you know, etc., especially the world we live in. I mean, that's just how it is. It was that way before anyway. I don't know when. It'd be interesting to do that, actually. We'll have somebody on from the Secret Service. We've had former agents on. It'd be interesting to know more about that process, how they transfer out, how their agents are assigned, how many agents are assigned. I know, like in the case of Bush, it's two. And I think it's pretty much the same with Clinton and any other former president. That's what happens. But what about the kids? Recently, I saw Chelsea Clinton, and I don't think she had a detail that I know of. So it is a good question, something that we'll look into in the next week or two on America Tonight. I'll reach out to Washington Pete's and see what we come up with. All right, here's one from Joe, who says, Kate, I heard you mention the Penguins. Thanks for that. I'm a lifelong Penguin fan, although I live in Sarasota, Florida now. To win the second year in a row, back-to-back Stanley Cups, you mentioned, is pretty incredible, a tough feat to do. They beat the Predators, an admirable opponent, 2-0 on their ice. So congratulations to my Penguins. I agree. What a terrific team they were. I'm glad you like hockey. It was cool to hear you give that little shout out. Yeah, I think I've said this before. I grew up, my uncle was a hockey player for the Philadelphia Flyers back in the 70s when they won back-to-back Stanley Cups. And so I got to experience that as a really, really young child, though. So I don't remember a lot of it, but I know it was pretty cool, and we've had him on shows, and hearing him talk about hockey and growing up and all that is pretty cool, I got to say. And here's one from Jeffrey. What's going on with this healthcare realignment? It seems because of all the Russia, Comey, Sessions, testimony, it's getting buried somewhere on the so-called back pages. Well, remember, that was really the top campaign promise for Donald Trump, that he would repeal and replace Obamacare. So it seems like they're stuck in limbo. Republican senators and not are trying to figure out what they can do as far as the outcome is concerned, because when they take a vote on the health care bill in the next couple of weeks, it easily could go down. And, you know, you've got 52 Republicans in the Senate, but there's no room to miss there. Because what the leaders are trying to struggle with is how divisive the issue is. In other words, their constituents, the moderate side, all of that. Because remember, it's about getting elected. It's about your base. It's about all of that. And I think they're considering a couple of things on health care, including keeping some of the Obamacare taxes and not allowing states to repeal what is community rating. Because if you have pre-existing conditions, they would be tossed back in the pile. So they're negotiating. That's what's happening, in other words. And to answer your question, what's happening is they're stalling, trying to figure out how to make it work, how to get it passed, and changing some of what's being discussed in it. And pre-existing conditions, like I just mentioned, is one of them. Stay tuned, I think, weeks from now. All right, let's jump to this one. This one is from Trish. Kate, can you imagine winning that Powerball? I heard you briefly mention what happened on Saturday. Somebody in California, in fact, did win the lottery. $447.8 million. Wow. There's a lot you could do with that. Yeah, there's a lot you could do with that is an understatement. Actually, I'll even tell you, it was a liquor store slash, you know, goodies convenience store. It was in Menifee, just southeast of Los Angeles. So the guy who owned the store, it's like a family-owned store, said he couldn't believe it when he got a call from the lottery saying that someone had won in his place. Now, they get a chunk of money for being the store that sold it, but the massive jackpot actually checks in at 10th in the list of largest awarded U.S. lottery prizes of all time. And that includes other games, Mega Millions, you know, Powerball, et cetera, all of them, basically. So, boy, that would be, you know, the winning numbers, 20, 26, 32, 38, 58, Powerball was 3. I bet you it was random. I don't even know that. I'm thinking, I wonder if it was Quick Pick. But the odds of winning the Powerball are 1 in 229 million. That's crazy. It used to be 1 in 175 million. But now it's the longer odds, and it's crazy. It's crazy to think of that. I mean, really, if I really, not just say it, but if I really just close your eyes and think about that money for a second, that's, I mean, if you're nowhere near that, it's different with if you're listening to me and you're Mr. Forbes 500 and making a, you know, a scad of money, just an unbelievable amount of money. For everybody else, you think about that, oh, that's it's massive. You could definitely could change not only your life, but other lives. You know, that's one where if you did win a lottery, I mean, here's a question. I'm going down a rabbit hole, but here's a question. If you did win a lottery like that, and it's such a game changer, wouldn't you think, I don't care if you start your own charity, I don't care if you figure out how you can help an anything from homeless to struggling families, whatever it is. If you didn't do something and just hoarded all that money, I think it would be like bad karma because it's so much money. I mean, you could live high off the hog forever. Really, really high off the hog and just make money on top of the money you already have anyway. So you would, I just think you would have to be feel inclined to start something, give something back, you know, whatever. All right, this one's a funny one. This one is from Mac, who says, Kate, I know you've mentioned before living in Spain, and I thought of you when I saw this story on CNN about the man spreading banned in Madrid, and I think it's hilarious. How can you possibly police man spreading? Yeah, you got me. I don't know. We're talking about in Madrid, and which is the capital, and we're talking about public buses. They say they're not going to allow guys to spread their legs without regard to personal space. I don't know. I guess the bus driver has to say you have to close your legs. They have signs, and they show the man spreading, and they show how you're supposed to sit, which I think is unbelievable. It must mean that man spreading is really, really annoying and big in Madrid. Because otherwise, why would we see that? Why would they do that? And I rode on Madrid's transportation. I can't remember if that was a big deal. I just know that it was just massively crowded. Like sometimes you would just, every person that could possibly squeeze into any form of transportation in Madrid, that was happening. I mean, that was happening, I'm telling you. It's absolutely, absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. Okay, here's one from Wendy who says, Kate, I heard you mention the thing about Wonder Woman and how it's just crushing everything at the box office. What do you think that's a testament to, that people are longing for female heroes, that daddies and mommies are taking little girls to see Wonder Woman, that it's just such a good film? How do you think it's doing so well at the box office? Bingo, bingo, bingo. I think it's sort of like an era of the woman, and it's always been male-dominated, mostly superheroes. Something uniquely a girl, Wonder Woman, and the whole appeal of that, I think, has exploded. You know, so it's interesting because Wonder Woman had a second week box office total that went up, and that's pretty good. Higher than expected. So overall, it's good. It's making great money. And Wonder Woman is loved by the critics. You know, it did, on Rotten Tomatoes, it had a score of 93%, which says something. All right, once again, thank you so much for all of your emails. Hang with us. Coming up next on the flip side, your nightly fix of Forbes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to the folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Wow, Greg, I can't believe who we have in our virtual green room. Tasso Duval, co-founder and CEO of Top Doll. I mean, this guy is, and if he's not legendary already, he's going to be legendary. You know, just in reading about him, my jaw dropped several times. Seriously.
Now, Kate, so, you're going to embarrass him.
No. Check this out. I got to tell you a little bit of the story. I'm going to let you even dive into it. But he dropped out of high school to pursue his passion for technology. So I love that right off the bat because he gained massive real world experience. I talk to leaders all the time in my speaking business and say how important that is. And somehow that gets missed. As a lead engineer at a photo sharing startup, Photolog, which AdWork High Media purchased in 2007 for $100 million. And the story goes on from there. Think PayPal, think bigger. And I'm serious. This is just an amazing story.
So, Tasso, welcome here at Forbes Books at Bedtime. And I have to tell you, Tasso, the way we got introduced to you is I was at an event called Dig South, a tech startup event in Charleston, South Carolina, a few weeks ago. And everywhere I went, people were talking about you.
That's fascinating.
That's a good answer.
You don't sound that fascinated, but we were, so we wanted to reach out and talk to you. So tell us about your company, because it is really interesting and really unique.
Sure. So we contract out high-skilled labor to companies all over the world, and we do that specifically in three verticals: engineering, design, and finance. And so we find the best individuals who are in those areas of expertise, and then we contract them to companies, albeit remotely.
And on your website, it says hire the top 3% of freelance talent. And you hammer that top talent, top 3% over and over again on your website. What is significant about top? Why is top talent so important? And is there something about 3% that is very meaningful?
Yeah, actually, there is a history behind it. And so when we started the company, we looked at what was the percentage of people being accepted into the network, and it was approximately 3% when we looked at it about a few months into the company. And so we had that as a slogan, and we kept it running, et cetera. It's actually lower than 3% now, quite significantly. And I'm sure the reasons are, you know, mostly due to volumes, since so many people apply to our website. Also, we really need to have extremely high integrity. We like to say a McKinsey level quality of integrity, because our clients are counting on us to give them top talent. And we need to do that consistently every single time. And they need to have a world-class experience every time they interact with us and our talent.
Yeah, Tasa, before TopTal, you had some pretty darn impressive early successes. I know our listeners would be really interested in hearing about them. How did that path go for you?
Sure. Well, I happen to be part of a bunch of very successful startups. I guess very successful for their time. Now it seems everybody has a billion-dollar valuation. But
I don't. How about you, Kate?
No.
But we're both working on it.
So, yeah, you know, we had a really successful company. I was part of the companies. I was not a co-founder in any of them, but I did partake as an early employee in all of them. And so some I received upside in, and it was fantastic. And more so than upside financially, you have an upside in your reputation that you're part of these success stories. And once it happens multiple times, you sort of gain that reputation, and it's galvanized in your career. And so I think that did help me get to my next stage, and that next stage was TopTal. And it actually wasn't even raising money or, you know, the sort of typical VC route that helped with the reputational component. It was really the business side. When I talked about TopTal, it gave me more credibility, and people trusted within the idea. And so that trust was delegated from me, who was doing a lot of software development, to the brand. And that's really how the whole concept got started.
Well, I guess one of the things I'm wondering, and we're talking with Tasso Duvall. He's the co-founder and CEO of the company TopTal. It's TOPTAL.com. One of the things you're saying, without quite saying it yet, but I want to get it out of you, is that you learned some very valuable lessons by being with those companies that had such great successes. Is that right? And can you give us a taste of one of the greatest lessons you learned while being there?
Yeah, sure. The greatest lessons were really the flavors of companies. These companies are so different. And while one of the companies was very successful and another was quite successful, they were run so incredibly differently. Slide was a world-class company. It was run by Max Levchin, and it was a sort of typical Silicon Valley success story at the time. It was excellent in regards to engineering, in regards to really everything. We had a great culture. It was really tight, and it was just an incredible story and journey to be a part of. I learned so much. I learned what it was like to be part of a really great world-class venture. And a lot of the other startups that I was a part of previously, they weren't of that caliber. And it really gave me a lens into the differences in culture and the differences or the different types of success. I really saw much more clearly how luck can play into a success story rather than skill. And in Slide's case, I would say there was a combination of skill and luck, but the skill was certainly clearly there. In some of the other ventures, I felt like luck was a bigger component, and you could feel that in the culture. You could feel that in the people and the teams that they were comprised of. It was just much more clear that the caliber of the individuals, in hindsight, were just not the same level. And so at TopHal, I take those experiences and I try to apply them to building the company today and really aspire to build that world-class organization like I've experienced and nothing else.
As you've experienced that, do you think it's important? It sounds to me like you also had some great mentors. Am I right in that? Did you have some mentors along the way?
Oh, yeah. I've certainly had mentors along the way. And you pick up mentors throughout your career as you progress in your career. So, of course, of course.
Are you now mentoring people yourself? Do you find that being mentored by really great people enables you to pass that on? And what value is there to you if you're mentoring people? How do you gain value from that?
Yeah, sure. So I have a lot of operational experience running TopHal, and I've done it in a bootstrapped manner. So while we have taken the seed round, we haven't taken a Series A or done another round, which is very, very unusual for a company of our size. And so as I talk to different investors, even larger investors, they ask me, how do we run the company? How did we do this? How did we also spawn off innovations within the company, et cetera? And so it's funny, the people who I've been mentoring recently, they're not aspiring entrepreneurs or young entrepreneurs. They're actually, I would say, successful people or successful investors that really just don't understand how to take a company to a next level. And the financial rigor that we run the company with, the way that we've structured our engineering teams for long-term innovation, et cetera, internally, that's been something that's been very challenging to do, and it's very challenging within any company. And so by having that experience and doing it quite successfully, I'm able to help other entrepreneurs, investors, et cetera, with what they're looking for and how to put that in their own companies.
Well, I actually want to dig into that with you a little bit more, because you took the company from zero to 100 million in 5 years, and you only took 1 million in capital, and that is such a significant story. And you mentioned, you know, not being dependent on capital, but that is an incredible and powerful and organic way to build a company. And now, interestingly enough, I understand you've just launched a new vertical called TopHal Finance. So you're talking about actually turning around and mentoring very senior people instead of very young people about how to build a company without overburdening it with capital, and now you're actually in the finance business. Is there a connection between the two?
Well, there's a connection in the sense that there's high-skilled labor involved, and so I wouldn't say that there's a connection in regards to, and when I say high-skilled labor, I mean high-skilled labor in regards to our other verticals. So there's no connection in the fact that I've learned about how to run a company financially, or rather from a financial sense, and therefore we launched TopHal Finance. We actually already had this in the works from day one. So it's kind of funny. From the first day that we started the company, we said, okay, well, we have to be in every vertical. And yet here we are 6.5 years later, and we are only in three. And you might ask yourself, okay, well, why not just launch into all of them? And the reason is because we want to be of the highest quality, the highest integrity when we go into those verticals. And it's not easy at all to ensure that that can hold true, especially for the long term, if you don't have the right infrastructure in place. So what we focus on is building really solid operational infrastructure to be able to launch off a new vertical. And I happen to meet a fellow by the name of Raj, who is the CEO of SkillBridge. And when I met him, SkillBridge was doing TopHal, but for the business world. And so it was a natural fit, and he was open to an acquisition offer. It was sort of serendipitous, but we did it, and that expedited us launching TopHal Finance. And so that's really the backstory behind it.
Tasso, you are fascinating, so fascinating. In fact, we're bringing you back for another episode of Forbes Books at Bedtime, Part 2, coming up on our next show.
Hi. Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
The University of Ottawa. Joining us now in America Tonight, David Sweener. And I'll tell you what we're talking about is fascinating because it's wasted dollars and it's ridiculous when we talk about tobacco and health policies that I think are very confusing to most people. And why? Because the right kind of information isn't out there. I think that's part of what it's about. And specifically something that caught our attention and something that's being talked about is this quit smoking hotline that apparently, according to some, actually encourages people to smoke more. How much would be saved by cutting that hotline? $2.5 million. David, thanks so much for popping on with us.
It's great to chat with you, Dave.
So when we talk about this hotline, let's jump right into it. First of all, what is it about the hotline that's providing erroneous information? And so it's two-part. Why aren't they scrapping it? Because it's not working.
Sure, Kate. Well, I mean, this is the hotline that's been put up by the Department of Defense to give people information about smoking and smokeless tobacco and various other things. It was brought to my attention because it was promoted, actually, by the Centers for Disease Control, the major government body, saying that this is a great place to get information about smokeless tobacco. Well, I've always been interested in this because, of course, cigarettes, I mean, actually most people don't realize it, cigarette smoking is massively more hazardous than using smokeless tobacco. You know, people smoke for the nicotine, they die from the smoke. The problem is the smoke. It isn't the nicotine, it isn't the tobacco, it's the smoke. So I tried the website to see what they'd tell me. And what I got was just a barrage of misinformation, you know, telling me that it's better to quit the smokeless than the cigarettes if you're using both, which is just absolute nonsense. It's telling me that nicotine causes cancer, which is absolute nonsense. And it was encouraging me, if I smoked and used smokeless, to keep up the smoking, but get off the smokeless. And, you know, that's really like saying, stop throwing baseballs, but keep tossing the live hand grenades. You know, the difference in risk is just enormous.
Yeah, and I think somehow it's just not being realized. Is it just because, oh, well, we always have this line and we just put it up and so it kind of is under the wire?
Yeah, I think what's happened is that the whole campaign about smoking and tobacco has joined some others in the noble category of abstinence only. You know, we're just going to tell people don't use anything. And we know how well that worked with alcohol. We know how well it's working with the war on drugs. We know how well it works in telling people never have sex outside of marriage. And it's working just as well when we get into issues of nicotine. You know, there's a lot of people who are addicted to nicotine. There's a lot of people who are self-medicating with nicotine. There's a lot of people who like nicotine, just like caffeine and other drugs. But what we have is an incredibly deadly delivery system. You know, cigarette smoking will kill over half of long-term users. It's killing about 40,000 Americans every month. And the problem, as I was saying, it's the smoke. You know, if you get anything into your body by sucking smoke into your lungs, you have a very high probability it'll kill you. You know, that's what causes the lung cancer and the mouth cancer, the esophageal cancer. This is what causes the strokes, the heart attacks, the emphysema. It's the smoke. So we've known for decades that if you could just get people off the smoke, we would just dramatically reduce the risk. And yet, instead of informing people about what they can, you know, really do, because it's far easier to get off the cigarettes and deal with the nicotine issue later, like saying you just have to quit everything, everything is equally hazardous, or indeed other things are even more hazardous than cigarettes, we have far more people smoking than would otherwise be the case. We know from surveys from the U.S. government that only about 10% of Americans realize that any smokeless tobacco product is less hazardous than a cigarette, rather than saying virtually all of them are massively less hazardous than smoking a cigarette. I mean, it's not only been a misinformation campaign funded with taxpayer dollars, but it's been a very successful one where we have a tremendous number of people who are smoking cigarettes who wouldn't if they simply knew the truth.
Yeah, so almost for the, you almost answered that question for the tobacco industry. When we're talking about pure cigarettes, it's almost helpful to them. When, if you know anyone in the tobacco industry, a lot of what they're saying is, look, we have a lot of people that smoke, so we're not trying to, if somebody really, honest to goodness, wants to quit, then we want them to quit. Because they can say that. That sounds funny, but I had a conversation with somebody in the industry. He said, hey, if you want to quit our product, because we have plenty of people that really want our product. It's crazy. So it seems as though that's kind of pushing people in that direction where, of course, they're not going to quit.
Well, exactly. And of course, any cigarette company can now say, it's not our fault. I mean, you manufacture the products. And you have some companies like Swedish Match, the Swedish company that dominates the tobacco market in Sweden with a product called Snus, which Joe Nocera with Bloomberg News has just written a terrific column about. You know, Sweden's got smoking rates down to 5%. I mean, no other country's anywhere close to that. It's not that people have stopped using any form of nicotine. It's just they use it in a way that doesn't kill them. They're using the Swedish Match product, Snus, which you can buy in the States. The problem is, people don't, because they don't realize that it's less hazardous. They don't realize it's less hazardous, in part because government agencies, using taxpayer money, is convincing people it isn't less hazardous. In many cases, convincing people it's more hazardous. So it was probably right up there with saying, why don't we run big campaigns telling people how dangerous it is to use a condom, or how you can really wreck yourself by putting on a seatbelt. And for heaven's sakes, avoid life jackets if you're in a boat. I mean, it's incredible that agencies that we would count on to give us truthful information to allow us to make informed decisions have decided instead to have this abstinence-only, really moralistic-type campaign that treats using nicotine like it's a sin rather than this is a health issue. You know, what would we do if people got their caffeine by smoking tea leaves? Would we just demonize them, or would we say, for heaven's sakes, go to a Starbucks or, you know, brew your tea? I mean, the problem isn't the drug. It's the delivery system.
Yeah, I love how you say that. So here's a great question for you. Then what are some of the most effective ways that somebody who has spent his life working in and around tobacco and policies and whatnot, what are some of the effective ways for people to quit smoking?
Sure. There's different things that are going to work for different people because, of course, different people use nicotine for different reasons. But I think the pragmatic approach, you know, what we do on public health and all other issues is meet people where they are, try to understand what matters to them. If you've got somebody who's addicted to nicotine, if you've got somebody who's self-medicating with it, because they can do a lot of good things for a lot of people. There's reasons why we have very high rates of nicotine use in subpopulations. I think the key thing is what's worked on so many other areas of public health. Give people enough information to make an informed decision. Give them the ability to act on it. So we don't just say, never eat in a restaurant. We say, we'll give you information about what's the healthy choices, or we will let you know which restaurants are serving poisonous food or whatever. We will allow you to make these better decisions. We will point you in the direction of that. And many of our biggest breakthroughs in public health come from those really two simple things. Give people enough information to make an informed decision. Give them the ability to act on that. You know, let them know what you can do. So in this case, if we simply told people the truth that nicotine itself at the dosage levels you're looking for is not particularly hazardous, it can be compared to caffeine. The problem is the delivery system. Smoke kills. You know, sucking smoke into your lungs, whether it's from a cigarette or an open fire, doesn't matter. It's smoke. It'll kill you. What we need to do is look at alternatives. And if you're looking at products that heat tobacco rather than burn it, if you're looking at smokeless tobacco like the moist snuff sold in the state, things like Copenhagen or Skoll or the Swedish Match, General Snus sorts of products, if you're looking at electronic cigarettes, if you're looking at medicinal nicotine like Nicorette products, any of those things are going to massively reduce your risk compared to smoking a cigarette. So try different things. See what works for you, but get off the smoke. And after that, if you want to get off the nicotine as well, fantastic. You can do that if you want. Many of these products are way less addictive than a cigarette. But the key thing is you want to keep people alive. If you want to stay alive, stop sucking smoke into your lungs. Look for an alternative. I think if we told people more about that, we would see more results like they've seen in Sweden of getting smoking rates down to 5%. If you do that, the 40,000 deaths per month happening in the United States now from cigarette smoking could largely disappear in a very short period of time. I mean, we know that most smokers are already saying, I wish I wasn't doing this. Well, let's tell them what they can do instead. Let's give them truthful information. Let's give them the ability to act on it. And if we were sensible, you know, we could even use tax policy to say the less hazardous products won't be taxed. Cigarettes will. They'll be taxed heavily. So the products that don't kill you are going to be cheaper to get. They're going to be more widely available than cigarettes. And we're going to give you truthful information about them. And sort of exactly the opposite of what we see happening in policy now, where cigarettes are given a huge marketplace advantage and the various alternatives, we just see constant misinformation, whether it be about, you know, e-cigarettes or the nicotine in Nicorette-type products or the heat-not-burn products or the smokeless tobacco products. You know, let's start giving people honest information. Let's give them the ability to act on that. Let's encourage that. And let's see just how rapidly we can get a revolution in public health.
I agree with you. Perfect place to end this. Imagine if that was 5%, 40,000 deaths. That's ridiculous. David Sweener, thanks so much. And thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
I'll be your chauffeur on a midnight drive. It takes a miracle just to survive. Barely there.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.